Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon his final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, my dearly respected brothers and sisters, it is important that the believer aims to achieve the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest achievement that a Muslim can attain, to the extent that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is even greater than attaining paradise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he speaks about Jannah and its greatness, he says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ, and the pleasure from Allah Azza wa Jal is even greater. So this verse teaches us that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than everything, even his paradise. And the reason for that is because the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is his attribute, and paradise is his creation. And there is no doubt that the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than his creation. So as Muslims, we must live and strive to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, live our life in a way where we earn his pleasure. And the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal cannot be attained, my dear brothers and sisters, unless we ourselves implement the worship of rida within our hearts. The worship of being pleased and content with this religion, with Allah as our Lord and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our messenger. In order to attain Allah's pleasure, we must show contentment, rida, and pleasure within our religion. And that is why Bishr ibn al-Harith rahimahullah, from the pious predecessors, he said, whoever is granted rida has reached the best of levels. Whoever is granted contentment, rida, has reached the greatest of levels. And the scholars of Islam have defined what rida from the servant means. And they said, it is for the heart to be calm and content with Allah's laws and his decree. For the heart to to be calm and content with the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal and His decree. So what this means is, as Muslims, in order to have this worship of Rida within us, we must be content and pleased with all of the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, what He has revealed in His book and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love the laws that Allah has revealed and we are pleased and satisfied with them. And to be satisfied and content with the decree that comes down, no matter what it is. When you live your life like this, you attain this great worship of Rida within yourself. And there are different types of Rida, my dear brothers and sisters. From the Rida is that which is obligatory to have. There is contentment which is obligatory to have, such as being content and pleased with Allah as our Lord, by obeying Him and worshipping Him. And to have rida or contentment in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being our messenger, that we follow his way and his sunnah, and to be content with Islam as your religion, that you abide by its laws and you are pleased to live as a Muslim. This type of rida is obligatory, that I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my messenger. And there is rida which is prohibited or forbidden, my dear brothers and sisters, and that is for the person to be content with sin and disobeying Allah azza wa jal. Because the believer, even though he may sin, but his heart is never settled with the sin. And he's always fighting himself when it comes to disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So the believer must be cautious that his heart does not become content, pleased and satisfied in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, whoever is pleased with fisq becomes from its people, meaning from the fusaq. So you as a Muslim should never have a heart which is satisfied and pleased with disobeying Allah. And yes, everyone sins, but when the believer sins, he is not satisfied or pleased with it. And he rushes to repentance from his sin. And a heart that is pleased with disobeying Allah is a diseased heart, which requires to be cleansed and purified. And in order to achieve this great worship known as rida or contentment in your religion, there are a number of things which help in achieving it. First and foremost is to always show patience upon hardship. When the believer is tested with hardship, he shows patience, and by doing so, he trains himself to be content in his religion, no matter the situation he is in. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal gave this command to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Fasbir ala ma yaqulun wa sabbih bihamdi rabbik." Be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with what they say from the abuse and the evil words. He then says, and glorify the name of your Lord. So this is a command to show patience at times of hardship. And when you do so, you train your heart to be content in your religion. Also, from the ways of attaining rida is to ask Allah for it in dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, "Wa as'aluka Allahumma rida ba'da al-qada." Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me contentment with the qada that comes down. And what an amazing dua this is, that the Prophet ﷺ would ask Allah to allow him to be content with the qadr when it comes down. And how much are we in need of this? Since many people lose their patience when the qadr of Allah comes down. So know, as a believer, you ask Allah to make you content with the qada, no matter what it is, when it comes down. And this is a quality of a believer. And also, my dear brothers and sisters, from the ways of attaining rida is by knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you have knowledge of Allah, the more content you become as a Muslim in worshipping Allah and accepting His decree. And that is why Al-Fudail ibn Iyad rahimahullah, he said, the most deserving of people of rida are those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more knowledge you have, the more you increase in your contentment within the religion. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته وصار على نهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, it is also from the great ways of attaining rida, contentment in your life and in your religion, by always looking and sitting with those who are less fortunate than you. One of the things that prevents rida is when a person's eye is always open to those who are above them, whether it is in wealth or health or whatever else. But when the Muslim sits with the poor and sits with the sick, the ill, it will naturally bring a contentment to the heart that alhamdulillah, we are better than others and we are doing better than others. So this is something our Salaf used to always encourage. Like Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he used to always spend a vast majority of his time with the poor and the less fortunate, because by doing so, it brings contentment to the heart. And there is no doubt, my dear brothers and sisters, that this great worship, the worship of rida, it will allow you to gain many great fruits. From them is entering paradise. And this is the aim of the Muslim. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam rasula wajabat lahul jannah." That whoever is pleased with Allah as his Lord, and with Islam as his religion, and with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his messenger, then paradise is obligatory for him. So this is from the greatest fruits of having this worship of contentment within your heart, that it allows you to earn paradise. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, from the fruits of rida is that it earns you the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, which, as we mentioned, is greater than Jannah itself. When Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always mentions and he says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ, that he is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. And that is the formula, my dear brothers and sisters. In order to gain and attain Allah's pleasure, you must show Allah that you are pleased with your Islam by obeying and worshipping Allah. By doing so, in return, you will earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His rida. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to ease the affairs of the Muslims worldwide, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to worship him in his houses once again. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat al mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka rabbana qareebun mujibul lid da'wat rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar innallaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
You are listening to Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.